beautiful ladies, my brothers and souls, welcome to a new episode. Well, today I just want to talk to you about something that came to my mind today, and that is I have a friend. Her name is, like, let's say Rachel, and she has an amazing relationship with her husband. They have been married for 20 plus years, and it's such a delight to see them, you know, sitting and talking to each other, and, you know, you can see the love in their eyes, you know, when they're just talking to each other. There's so much kindness and passion and respect between them, and it just shows, you know, you don't need to spend a lot of time around them, or you don't need to just, you know, ask them. It just is so obvious. And on the other hand, I have a friend, and I have another friend. His name is Aggie, and he and his wife have an interesting relationship. Well, I just use the word interesting because it's not a very, you know, like, fun relationship. They argue most of the time, and they actually argue about, like, mostly about little things, you know, and they, like, have real arguments, you know. I remember once we were together, like, in Rome, and then we're just walking the street. Like, you just, you know, like, when you're in Rome, you don't want to argue, you just want to have fun and, you know, enjoy your time. The place is beautiful, you're surrounded by this beauty, and you just, you know, you're in awe of the love and the beauty that's, you know, like, everywhere. And then, yeah, here they are in the middle of the street. They're just arguing about, you know, doing some shopping. She wanted to buy something, whereas he, on the other hand, was like, yeah, I told you we should have done that back then, but now we don't have time for this. We're gonna miss the flight. And, you know, they are just arguing, like, almost all the time. And then, which got me to ask myself, if we're going to have a relationship, why not have the best relationship? Why not have an amazing and a passionate relationship that, you know, just you are so full of love and appreciation, and you want to give the other person such a delight to be around him or her? And ask myself, like, because when we are in a relationship, it's a lot of work anyways. Okay, so this couple, Aggie and his wife, they are putting so much time and effort into the relationship anyways. You know, they argue. That's a lot of wasted time and energy that could have been, you know, put into building a satisfying, a passionate, a loving, a kind relationship that just drives them every day to be their best and to give their most to the other and to the whole family, really. It's not just about them, you know. You see, like, they have three kids, okay? And so, I think this is one of the things that I got the most out of life. I continue to ask myself, like, if we are going to have a relationship, you know, and remember, I'm not just talking about the relationship in, like, as an intimate relationship. You can, of course, this is on top of the list, but I'm talking also about, you know, other relationships, like with your family members or your friends, or, you know, we're just talking about relationships in general as well. Since we are going to put in the time and the effort anyways, why not make it the best? Why not do our best? Why not, especially when it comes to intimate relationships, you know, why not invest more time and sometimes even, and actually most of the time, more money, you know, reading, getting books and courses and seminars and, you know, having the resources that we need, just continue to work on ourselves. And by doing that, we feed back into the into whatever relationship that we are in, or if we're not in one, in preparation for the amazing and the passion and the loving relationship that we dream of having, you know. And so I think most of the time, just sometimes we take it for granted that we think relationships are kind of complicated. Oh, they're hard, you know. Nobody, we don't always get what we want. Yeah, well, actually we do if we are committed to it. If we're just committed to having passionate and amazing relationships, we want to wake up, you know, right next to this beautiful human being and to be, you know, filled with gratitude and appreciation and love once you open your eyes in the morning and just see the face of that person right next to you and in bed versus, all right, that's yet another day, okay, or whatever, or relationships are difficult, relationships are complicated. I mean, and then we start comparing ourselves with other people around us who have and the quality of relationships that they have. So you say, oh, most of my friends don't have good relationships, so how come I expect to have a good one? Well, why not? You are worthy of the best. You are worthy of having an amazing relationship. So why not work for it? Why not just put a little bit more into it, you know? Because you see, when time goes by and then we spend, it blows my mind how long people can stay in relationships that are not working, that are basically dying or have died long time ago, and they're just staying in there. They're not leaving and they're not putting in the work and the effort to improve the relationship that they're already in. They're just staying there, status quo, not changing anything, not attempting to change anything, not making a decision, just staying there. And then it blows my mind because you see, life is precious. Why would you waste years of your life being in a dead place? If it's not working, it's not doing you or the other person any good to just continue to be in that relationship. But I understand it because I've done it. I've done it too. I mean, I'm telling you that. I've done it. I know how it feels like. We just stay out of fear. We keep telling ourselves all kinds of crap like, oh, it's going to get better. What if I don't find another one? You know, what if I'm not worthy of having a better relationship? What if I'm not lovable? What if I can't love? That is crap. That's garbage. There's nothing that means I am not lovable. I cannot love. We all are beings of love. We are love. How come that we can be love and not be able to love? We all have the ability to love. It's just we're not open to be able to experience this first with ourselves and second with another soul, with another human being. Yes. And so just staying in a relationship that's not working is madness. It's madness because as years will go by, 10, 5, 10, 15, 20, 20 plus, I know people who spend like 30 years of their lives and they're just waiting for, you know, a day when something would set them free. Why not make the decision? Yes. Or make the other decision and put in the work and try to do whatever it takes to make it work. And then after you put in all the work, if it does not, then you know that there isn't much else to be done. And then at that time, you need to make another bold decision and just leave. Okay. Now remember, listen to me, this is not an invitation for a breakup or a divorce. I'm just saying, this is a pure invitation for doing whatever it takes to have the kind of passion, to have the kind of commitment, to have the kind of love for ourselves that gets us to say, oh, because I love myself and appreciate it, I'm not going to settle for less than what I know I can have and deserve. And that means I'm willing to put in the work, I'll read the books, I'll do the courses. Yes, I'll do whatever it takes. I'll ask, I'll search. I will find the information that gets me to where I want to be, but I will not settle for being in just a place where I just get by, okay? And unfortunately, this is how a lot of people handle their relationships. I mean, when you think about it, relationships are really, really, they are the essence of our lives, you know? They are the reason why we do what we do, you know, whether it's a relationship with our kids, with our spouses, you know, partners or friends and family and colleagues and business partners. And this is what we live for. This is our lives. So to be able to settle for, you know, relationships that are just, they suck, this, it does not make any sense. So today, my invitation to you and to every amazing woman, beautiful woman who's listening to me, just to commit to having a passionate relationship. Yes. And to be willing to make the decision and to be willing to take, to do whatever it takes to get to that place. To read the book, do the course, work on yourself. And remember, you don't need the other person to improve the relationship. Then, if you are in one, then you say, yeah, but the other person is not willing to change. Okay, this is not how you improve the relationship, by the way. You don't ask someone else to change. You just work on yourself, and things will start to, you know, it's going to be a different dynamic of the relationship once you start shifting whatever it is that you're doing or thinking or feeling, okay? So just work on yourself. And by doing the work, you are allowing these dynamics to just, you know, breathe life into the relationship that could have been, you know, kind of dead sometimes for a long time, really, okay? So I really hope that you guys, that you ladies get something out of this. Just want you to do yourself a big favor of committing to this, okay? And to get past the blocks and the unhealthy, destructive beliefs of, oh, what if I'm not good enough? What if I can't find the person? What if I'm not lovable? What if I can't love? Yes, you can. That's a piece of, there, all these things are just, you know, pure lies. Okay. I have been in the most devastating breakup that, you know, any woman can possibly go through, and I know that all of this is just, you know, fiction, okay? You are worthy of the best. You are lovable. You are able to love and to give. Just be willing to open up. Be willing to put in the work. Be willing to look yourself in the eye and say, and to be extremely honest with yourself and say, okay, I don't know how to do this, but I'm willing to learn. Okay, I'm not saying relationships are easy, but they're not as difficult as we think they are. And let me give you a hint. It all starts with you. It all starts with your relationship with yourself. So just work on you first, okay? And then once you start doing that, things will start shifting, okay? Just focus on you first. And I really hope that you take my invitation too hard and start putting in the work. And by that, I invite you for, it's actually, if you are going through a breakup, or if you know a friend or family member who's going through a painful experience of a breakup, we are launching a 14-day challenge to get over breakup pain. That is, I'm so excited about this, ladies, because it is such a powerful program, and I know in my heart that it's going to help a lot of women who are going through, you know, it's one of the toughest and most heartbreaking experiences that a human being can go through. And you know, we are going to support each other and going to lead you through this amazing experience. You're not going to feel alone. You're not going to feel, overwhelmed by what should I do and being in this painful place by yourself. You're not alone in this. So please, if you are going through that experience or you know someone else who's going through it, I invite you to go to womengettingoverbreakup.com. Once you receive the gift, you're going to be able to see the page, and there you can find all of the details you need to know about the challenge, when it starts, and I am more than happy to have you ladies accept my gift and to show up, first of all, to yourselves, and second, to your partner. That could be your kids, the partner that you already have, that you want to have. There is no bigger gift that you can give to yourself. So I say that. I wish you the best. Please take action and to do, you know, start changing things, okay? Because you are worthy of having the best. I'll catch you up, ladies, in our next episode. Bye for now.